Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
10,000 against over 300,000. Okay, Gideon, let's go get them. Woo! Wait a minute, God. Or God said, wait a minute, Gideon. Still way too many. Take them down to the river down there and let them, remember, out drinking like a dog. You know, if they drink like a dog, send them home. If they sit on their knees with their hand, how many was left? 300. He went from 32,000 to 300. If you read that story, in that, God said, I'm doing this so that Israel would not say, we did it because of our strength. They defeated over 300,000 people with 300 guys. And they did it not because, boy, look what we did. They knew they did it because of what God did. And that's what Jesus is telling that church of Philadelphia here. You have little strength, which was a compliment. You can't do it. Westwood, we cannot do it on our own. I don't want to do it. I can't do it. But with God, we can do it. Who was I sharing this with? I was in the hospital. I've been in the hospital a lot recently. And have a garbage can that Brother Steve Tabler gave me. One of the first mayors of Winter Haven. Somehow he got to clean out her apartment and all of something. She passed away anyway. She had a garbage can with Rosie the Riveter. Y'all remember, you older ladies know Rosie the Riveter. Iris, you remember Rosie the Riveter? You remember. Okay. She's the one who had to, during World War II, had all the ladies stay at home working in the factories. The men went into war. And she became famous, a little cartoon lady. Said, we can do it. Well, on that garbage can was a beautiful painting of Rosie the Riveter. And I ain't joking. It was nice. It was nice. I told Steve of everything. I said, I want that garbage can. They were clean out her night. She had a nice home. Only thing I took was her garbage can. And it's outside by my house. I got squirrel feed in it and duck feed in it right now. But I see it every morning. It says, we can do it. And that's kind of my philosophy for Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. Folk, we can do it. God has set before us an open door, and we can do it because God enables us. Amen. Let's move on. Now I got to quit. All of that was just God's requirement for his people. And then there's our Lord's reassurance with his people. When we get to verse number 9. It says, I'll make them of the synagogue of Satan. And time won't allow here, but basically there is opposition from what they were doing. Folk, anything we do for Christ, there's going to be opposition. Anything. Matter of fact, if you're not running against the devil, you're probably going his way. Now, that may not sink in by the time you get home, it'll sink in. If you're not coming against the devil, you're probably going his same direction. There's opposition in everything that we do for the Lord. Everything. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 12. Let me read this, and now again, I got to. Are y'all, is this boring to y'all? It's good to me. And we fight against one another. We fight against politics. We fight against Joe Biden, and God help that man. We fight against all kinds of people. Some of you fight against your wife, fight against your children, even fight against your preacher. But here's what Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Our battle's not really with us. But against principality, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. As God's people, our real opposition is Satan and his forces. And that's what in Revelation chapter number 3, but in verse number 10, just talks about a reassurance with his people that there will be opposition. But if we take care of God's business, he will take care of our battles. Man, that's good preaching. If we take care of God's business, he'll take care of our battles. If God be for us, who can be against us? Do you believe that, or is that just a saying we just put it out there? Well, I want you to let you know, as a pastor who's lost 40 pounds, who went from size 42 regular to a 40 slim. I weigh 146 pounds. I've never been this small since high school. I still can't do nothing but drink, and I have to watch how I say drink. Again, I'm about to, Latrice's mom was emailing us this week. We were taking off a few days, just relaxing. And she has because I can't eat solid food. I can't even mashed potatoes. It's all liquids. And she asked Latrice, she said, is Walt still drinking? Next, has Walt been drinking today? And Latrice said, if people saw that, what people would think. But what she's talking about, am I drinking my hot teas, you know, my things of that nature. But I said all that to say this. Listen, I'm fighting some real battles. I've fought some battles. I've never been in a hospital. I've been as healthy here in a coot, you know, whatever that is, you know. Healthy guy, healthy all my life. And then a couple of months ago, I'm facing battles. And I've told some of the people, I appreciate your texts. I appreciate your phone calls. I appreciate your cards. Because, you know, sometimes pastors get down in valleys. And I've been in some rough places. I'm used to go. I'm used to being in the pulpit. I'm used to doing things. And when you're in bed and you can't do for yourself and you're drinking water and you're losing weight and you look like skin and bones, I just got a new suit. $200 this thing cost me. And my pants still won't stay up. I had to I wasn't buying a belt after spending $200 for a suit. I took my pocket knife, and y'all do that, and I made another hole in my belt loop and pull a little tighter. But I said, listen, I'm not going to quit. I refuse. If I dry up and waste away, as God is my witness, I'm going to keep on keeping on. God's going to open these doors. Let me share something with you, and I was going to use this for my morning message. And I heard this the other day, and I wrote it down because I was in rough shape for a while. And there's a song by the Perrys. The chorus is this. It's titled, Look What I'm Trading for a Mansion. Anybody ever heard that song? Look what I'm trading for a mansion. Look what I'm leaving behind. Look who will be there to greet me in great God's sweet paradise. I ain't singing it, but you ought to listen to this song. It's awesome. I traded my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm leaving behind all my sorrows. I'm leaving behind all my cares. I traded it all for a mansion. Look what I'm leaving behind. Man, this world ain't got nothing for me, I'm telling you. Man, it's almost over. I'll finish this next week. This just gets gooder and gooder. Our Lord's requirement, our Lord's reassurance. Next week, when we look at our Lord's return for his people, in this passage of Scripture, he talks about, I'm going to keep you looking, and I'm done. In verse number 10, he says, I'm going to keep you from the hour of temptation. Notice he said, I'm going to keep you from, not out or out of. He says, I'm going to keep thee from the hour of temptation, not through the hour of temptation. We're not going through the tribulation period. It says that it's for the world and to them that dwell upon the earth. If you think you're going to go through the tribulation period, well, my friend, you are, if you're saved, you are so wrong. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, they that are his at his coming. When God comes for us, when the Lord comes for us, and it could be today, and if it comes today, I think I'll be 182 pounds once again. Poof! From 146 to whatever God wants me to be, you know. From a 40 slim to maybe back to 42 regular, whatever it'll be. I don't know. Whatever pleases him. But he could come today. You believe that? If you don't believe that, you are so wrong. And I'm telling those folk out in radio land or in internet land, if they don't believe that Jesus could come today, you are wrong. He could come today. Even so, come, O come, Lord Jesus, even now. Our Father, thank you for your word, for these great and precious promises. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your great salvation. Bless our morning worship in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday evening at 6 p.m. for a special concert. The Kingsmen will be with us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, this Saturday, December the 4th at 6 p.m. You won't want to miss it. Come hear the Kingsmen. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.